Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I was listening to this podcast and it struck me. Are the Irish too generous with wedding presents?
For Irish weddings, you give money and it goes off like how close you are to the people getting married. Some people, she said some people, she sent like £500 to people before.
Yeah.
Please tell me if this is true.
Obviously,
I'm quarter Irish.
Yeah, same. Does that mean that we have to charge you £500?
Yes.
That's Love Island's Tom Clare, Molly Smith with on their Nearly Weds podcast. They were talking about how much we, the Irish, give at a wedding as a gift in a present, £500 sterling. I mean, surely this is wildly unrealistic. Ciara Elliott, who's the editor of One Fab Day, is with me on the programme today. Am I just very tight, Ciara?
No, I think it's. I think we're all kind of slightly gobsmacked. I mean,
£500 like, for friends.
I mean, it's kind of profound. But then, actually, it's they're speaking truth as well. Like it does seem. You know, we've actually popped a poll up on One Fab Day now on our Instagram to see. You know, and looking at the results, it seems like people are spending like about £350, £400, not as much as £500 as they say. But it seems like it's gone. It's just gone into a new dimension. It doesn't make sense. It's bonkers.
So what is the average going rate? We'll say, you know, whether it's a single, well, for a single person and for a couple, what do people typically give?
Okay, so I mean, typically, like what everyone always says is you're covering the cost of what it might cost for the couple to have you. Now, again, this is not, like you don't have to do this for a start. And I don't think couples necessarily expect this, but you know, rule of thumb is like, say, 120 to cover how much it might cost for your meal and your wine and just, you know, hosting the couple hosting you. OK. And then some people might add a bit more in because they think, well, they want to put money in as well. So you're up to about 150. And then so say per couple, maybe like 300, 250 to 300. But really, that is like, I mean, I don't think that really couples expect that. It's just that's Irish people being incredibly generous and sort of like it's such a kind of it seems to be taboo to sort of not do it for some people.
Yeah,
you know,
see,
they'd be mortified thinking they weren't being generous enough.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you don't want to be the kind of the you don't want to be the standout guest on the Excel sheet.
No.
And like, let's be honest, Ciara.
No.
There's an Excel sheet at every wedding.
Excel
do you know what I mean?
Sheets. Oh, my goodness.
Don't be fooled thinking that your presence is their presence. That's just nonsense
about this. I feel like I'm a bit like I know I should not be so innocent, but I feel like actually because like I was married nearly 10 years ago. So I think things were different, honestly. Like we did have wedding lists and there are not wedding lists anymore in Ireland. Like they just don't exist, which gobsmacks me as well, because elsewhere, America, the UK, that's quite normal to still have a wedding list. Like and people sort of think wedding lists are graspy, but at least it's kind of like at least it's in black and white, like this is what we sort of would like if you don't mind, or you know, but the idea of like having a QR code on invite or having like, you know, Revolut or honeymoon funds, I mean that kind of that just feels like really shameful.
Oh. Thankfully I haven't got a wedding invite with a Revolut code to send money for the honeymoon. I just don't even think I could do that.
Well, apparently it's not uncommon. I was actually having a look on Reddit because like, you know, they always just have interesting, they always have the word is on there. And there's other people talking about Ireland and saying like, just so you're aware, the culture around gifts for Irish weddings is very weird. Everyone gifts money, but it's considered crass to have a way for people to gift it. A lot of Irish cultural norms are implied rather than direct. Wedding registries are not the norm. Mm. So in other words, you know, we just kind of are sort of awkward around money, basically.
We want the money. We want it in cash form. Don't be given QR codes or IBAN or BIC numbers or anything like this. Stylist Laura Mullett is with me. I mean, Laura, you're relatively recently married. Is Ciara right? Is the average wedding guest gift, is it somewhere in the region of about 150 per person?
I think that sounds relatively realistic. I mean, you know, your guests, if they were married a long time ago, might not factor how expensive it is per place. I feel like I got married off season at a good time of year, like February is, I feel, a really good value time sometimes to get married. I think at a summer wedding in a lot of venues, the place is a lot more expensive than people think. And I think when I'm attending a wedding, I'd be like, okay, I'll pay for my dinner and then add €50. And my partner do the same. Like, I think it's obviously lovely to give someone a few bob and a card for them to start their life together. I'd rather give someone a physical card with cash than Revolut them. Revolut them feels a little bit... It feels a little bit cold. I know it's not cold. It's probably super convenient when they're trying to pay their vendors and everything. But I think there's just something nice about covering your dinner, wishing them well, and kind of doing that. Now, I did receive, like, my cousin's an artist, and he painted me a picture. me and Darren and my husband. And I love that. And I couldn't put a value on that. So sometimes people might, you know, create something, make something special, or offer some kind of service to their family or friends. So I think that there's a huge value on that too. If someone can do something for you for your wedding, like if you have a photographer in the family or someone can help you, like that's so, I think, acceptable now. And you know, really loved by, you know, couples that are trying to pay for a very expensive time.
Yeah, wait till you hear this text, right? I gave my only nephew a 500 euro note as a wedding present. A 500 euro note. I framed it and put a small plaque on the front of it saying, in case of emergency, break glass. He's 20 years married this year. The note is still framed in the house. I scrutinise it occasionally to check that he hasn't swooped in with a photocopy. I've never heard of anything like that before. What about you, Barry? What's the going rate for wedding gifts?
How are you getting on?
Good.
Granddad, we usually give 350 as a couple, like if we're fairly close to them, but it's just very expensive for a couple going to a wedding nowadays.
I would think
like,
that's very generous for a couple. 350.
Yeah, that was the last couple we've gone to now have been very close friends of mine or a cousin's wedding, to be fair.
Yeah,
but
okay.
It's even as a normal couple, I'd probably give 250, do you know? If it wasn't that close. But it's just when you factor in the cost of everything, like going to the hotel, staying at the hotel, getting your outfit or whatever for the day, herself getting her makeup and her hair done and everything. Like, I was just thinking about the last wedding we went in, it wasn't like it was in Dublin or anything, it was in Sligo. And it cost us at least 1,900 euro.
1,900?
Well, it was 580 for the hotel. It was 350 in the car. It was my first cousin. And then 70 euro in diesel to go down to there. So we had 1,000 euro spent before we left home.
We even bought a drink.
Yeah. And then she got a dress, she got her nails done, she got her makeup done, and she got her hair done.
I don't count that stuff now. You can't count that in the total. That's just regular expenditure.
Well, see,
I don't mind that.
If you're not going to the wedding, you're not going to have to go and get your makeup done on the day or your hair done on the day or the dress on the day. Do you know what I mean? Like, and in all honesty, how often are you going to wear that dress?
Yeah. Well, you're not
going to get too many wears out of it, to be fair, like, you know. But it's just between that and then, like, it is expensive to go anywhere in Ireland now. Like, we went into the Berwick Hotel in Sligo and it was 15-20 for two drinks. Do you know? Like, straight away.
Yeah.
Everything is... And, like, that... I thought that was expensive for Sligo. It wasn't Dublin-like. We went down into Sligo town then the next day, and like three drinks was 18-something. Like, it's just, it's a bit price gougy, I thought.
Yeah.
From the hotels, like you're giving them nearly 600 euro for two nights, and then you go down to the bar, and every time you go up, it's minimum like for two or three drinks, you're talking 15-20 quid, and if you're going to be in the bar for 2 or 3 hours. You know, it's going to add up.
And when you say 1,900, it's an awful lot of money. What about you?
Like, you know, if you add it up there, like...
Yeah, I know you're right. And
like,
probably,
you know,
that's what we should do is sit down and tot the whole lot up. What about you, Lorna? What's the average going rate for your own presents, or what
Gosh.
Do you like to gift?
Well, I suppose it's the cash nowadays. But just what Barry was saying there about the cost adding up. The writer Emer McGlysett was saying recently that for a couple or for a single person, that the single person is paying a lot more because you've got to, you know, how much do you actually gift? You have to give the same amount as a couple. And then, as Barry was saying, you have the hotel room and the whole lot and the 3-day weddings now, the night before, the day after and all of that. So I guess it all adds up.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it?
Yeah, but with the Love Island folks, with the 500, I think that might be the aunties and uncles doing things like that, you know. I think in the UK, the weddings are a lot more conservative than here.
Well, that's the thing. I know friends of mine living in London would tell you, you know, the English give an awful lot less than the Irish in their experience.
That's right. And if you look at Mumsnet and they comment about it on there, they all say, oh my God, so grabby to ask for a gift for a wedding. But if they came over here, they'd get a shock. So
I think you have to pay for your plate though, Ciara, don't you? I mean, you can't, there's no going to somebody's wedding and giving nothing. You have to give something.
I wouldn't agree necessarily. I feel like yes, if you can afford it, and yes, of course, if you can do that. I do think as well that, like, you know, what everyone's saying is so true. It does cost a lot to go to a wedding. And, you know, ultimately the couple wants you to be there. You know, if they've asked you, they want you to be there. So, I mean, if you really, I do think if you're struggling financially, I do think it's worth, well, either politely declining, which is not a
always the worst thing to do either, you know, because as we know, you know, getting a list together is really hard as well, like kind of getting your guest list sorted. So if people do politely decline, that is kind of one thing. And secondly, you know, even explaining to a couple, if you are struggling and you're just thinking it's too much, I do think that people would understand. They will want you at your wedding, you know. They want you to come to their wedding. So I feel like, no, I think it's good for people to be openly talking about it as well. I do think we should just bring back gift lists. I think that would be easier in a way. And also, I love the idea of, like, you know, Laura was saying about the personal gifts, you know, people clubbing together and getting a piece of art, or, you know, like paying for an element of the wedding, clubbing together and paying.
Yeah, chipping in for a voucher, hotel stay or something.
And also,
I feel like,
you know, among any group of friends, like, some people just have more money and some people have less. And if there's a single person, like, of course they shouldn't be paying as much. You know, it's so, so true. Yeah. Everything is so valid that you're saying.
Whole family went to my sister's wedding, says this texter. I gave a gift of €300 to them. It was only this much because there was four of us, two parents and nearly two adults. Another listener says, we've a wedding at the end of the month. It's a friend of my partner that he used to work with. We're going to give between 200 and 250. I think it's reasonable given my partner was at the stag and we're staying in the hotel as well that night.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.